Hey, let's go to our next guest. Port Adelaide went toe-to-toe with Frio at Subi. They lost by 7 points. God, had plenty of chances to win. On the line, Port's gun defender, Jackson Tringo. Jacko, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it was a cracking game of footy, Jacko. How tough was that to play, the pressure from both sides?
Yeah, it was pretty solid. I mean, the first one of the year is always hard, no matter what the pressure's like. But going over to Perth, obviously you got to face up against their crowd, which is always super, and their pressure. And, you know, they were too good on the night. I thought the boys, played some good footy, but were a bit patchy and weren't able to sustain it for the whole four quarters.
How about you, Jackson, in terms of hadn't had the ideal preparation? Look, I thought you played pretty well. How did you find it? Did you start to struggle late in the game?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, we've done a lot of work with our conditioning and strength bloke down at the football club to try and make that transition from, you know, running, rehab running to match play. So, I mean, they've done a tremendous job with Burjo and his team, with TP and Kimmy O'Leary. They've done a super job in getting, you know, myself, Chatty Wingo was another one that come off probably no preparation and we'll fit enough and right to play.
Looked like they restricted your ball movement a little bit and you only had 42 inside 50s, and I just thought you weren't able to get the normal sort of free running style of play. Is that how you felt?
Yeah, spot on, Bix. I mean, they were always going to bring that super pressure and we knew that. We probably restricted ourselves a little bit too. We were a bit too cautious at times. We didn't really take the game on as much as what we would have liked. And, you got to give them credit for the pressure that they bring. They always bring that pressure, and it's always hard to move against. But we didn't help ourselves out at all about trying to take on the game and break the game open, which will be something that we'll be looking forward to fixing in the next couple of weeks.
It was 8-8 with 6 minutes to go. Needy took the game on, got caught. Jasper Pittard took the game on and got caught. So it is a balance, isn't it, Jacko?
Yeah, I think you live with those mistakes. I think if blokes are trying to take the game on and, you know, win the game for us, at times it's not going to always, you know, roll your way. And, next week the same thing might happen and the boys might get away with it and pull it off. So, you're hoping that you're not in those positions where it does come down to one or two, moves. Hopefully, if we had a kick straight or played a little bit better footy in the first half, we probably could have got out to a bit more of a bigger lead and then those things wouldn't have mattered at all.
Paddy Ryder had a baptism of fire. He had the ruck single-handedly against Aaron Sandilands after the late withdrawal of Paddy Lobie. Considering he's had a limited preparation as well, I thought he stood up pretty well.
Yeah, Paddy was good. I mean, we recruited Paddy to be able to play in the ruck. And, I mean, Struth, big Sandilands is a real big man. And, I felt Paddy competed well all day. And it was just one of those battles that, you want to have your big ruckman out there with Lobes. But, obviously, he wasn't right to play. And I thought Paddy did a really good job.
Did you just say Struth? I haven't heard that for about 40 years, Jacko.
Struth, he's a baby. Have you seen Santa Land's run?
Oh, Struth, he is
Struth
big.
Struth is a perfect word for him, I would have thought.
Yeah. What do you say to those that say if Matt Lobie had a played, you'd have won?
Oh, mate, everyone comes up with one of those things every week. If we had to kick 10 more goals, then we would have won by 10 goals. Mm. It's as simple as that. I mean, we lost on the day. Frio were better than us on the night. But, I mean, we're very confident with, learning out of that game. Yeah. And, we'll go into training tomorrow night and fix a few things that we didn't quite do as well as what we would have liked. And, you'll see a different side come out on Saturday night again.
So what's wrong with him and when's he back?
I believe a leg injury. I think he was pretty close to playing on the weekend or
a
couple of tests beforehand. So I think they just didn't want to risk him, obviously, going up against Sandilands. And, if he had done further damage, he would have been out for, a lot longer. So I'm thinking that he'll play this week, boys, but I'm not the doctor. I haven't actually assessed him or anything, so I'm not sure.
And I thought your defence was pretty solid. You restricted them to 11 goals from almost 60 entries. So, I thought you held up pretty well down there. At different times, the ball was coming down fairly often.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Jarman Impey did a super job on the smalls. I thought his game was really good in the shutdown role that he played. I think Alapade coming off with a bit of body cramp hurt us our structure a little bit down back in that last quarter and a half. But, yeah, I thought the backs, we tried hard all day, obviously. We didn't get the job done, so at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
Heard Ken all summer say since the prelim loss, you got to win the big moments. Again, with 6 minutes to go, Fremantle just won those big moments. As a leader out there, can you identify them, Jacko, and is the team getting better at doing that and winning them, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. As Ken always says, it's those one-on-one battles. out there, it's just, you know, you don't know when it's going to come. It's just, you just got to, you know, be prepared for when it does pop up. And hopefully, if it's your time to go and win it, you win it. And I think, you know, we're winning a lot more than what we're losing. But obviously, on the weekend, we weren't able to do it as much as what we would have liked. So for us, it'll be, you know, we'll watch them tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon in a bit of a review about what we missed out on and what we didn't do quite as well as what we would have liked to get the win.
Short week this week, so it comes around pretty quick. You got Sydney this Saturday night at home. That becomes a pretty big game for you.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's good, you know, short weeks after a loss. I mean, you come off a loss and you just want to get out there the next day and try and get that win. So for us, Saturday night back home at Adelaide Oval, I think the boys will be able to get up pretty easily for that one, I think, boys.
And, look, Sydney have a multitude of big, tall forwards, Tippett, Franklin, Goods, Reed, even sometimes spend some time there. Who do you normally get when you play Sydney?
Yeah, I've had a mixture of all of those four blokes. I've played a little bit on Goods and a little bit on Reed and then the odd bit on Tippett and Buddy. So I think Alapate Carlo will take Buddy. He normally does a... and goes quite well, but nowadays defence is not about just locking onto one player. It's team defence. You got to play as a group, and you know whoever kicks goals, you're kicking goals on the back group, not just the one player that's playing on him.
You mentioned Alapata. Look, it is just a cramp, was it?
Yeah, just cramp. It's quite funny. He's at a super pre-season. He hasn't missed any of the running or any of the sessions, and first game he cramped, so it was a little bit of a shock for him. He thought, you know, he was ready to go, and it's just one of those things. You can't match him some of the gameplay and the heat that was going on over there. So for us, it's just one of those things. He'll recover really well and be right this weekend.
And your 100th game this weekend, Jacko?
Yeah, I'm getting old, mate.
Blooming hell, how quick did that come around? Struth.
Yeah, Struth, you're right there. No, it's good to play 100 games for this footy club. He's probably... You come to the club and you don't know much about the footy club, but it's been super for me so far and looking forward to playing hopefully a few more games there.
Well, I guess one of the areas as well you're looking to improve would be it's just some of that forward line stuff. You haven't quite got that right, particularly last week. Just didn't have too many winners up forward, so you'd like that to improve a bit as well, I guess.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit of our the way we're kicking it inside the forward 50. We weren't really kicking it to, you know, Schiltz's advantage or West's advantage. I think we had a few times when we're, you know, running into an open half, you know, we made some errors, and that's something that we'll look at tomorrow night. As I said, we'll go over everything and hopefully we can fix it up for Saturday night's big clash against Sydney.
We asking our listeners, Jacko, what did they learn from round one? You've seen round one, whether it be the match review panel, the holding the ball. Was there anything that you saw over the nine games that you've learnt as a group or as a player yourself?
Oh, there's a lot of injuries, mate. That was what I learned. I couldn't believe how many injuries were in the first couple of games. It's a little bit scary when you know you have six or seven injuries before you go out there on the weekend. But you know, I think the umpiring was fantastic, the way that they you know, implemented what they said they were going to in the off season and made the game really good.
And what about the pressure? I mean, your game was, for mine, the best of the nine. The pressure you both applied onto each other was phenomenal. Do you think it's gotten any quicker again, Jacko? Or
yeah, I think so, Riley. I don't think it definitely doesn't get any slower. I think you know, the pressure's just going to get more and more intense. I thought, you know, Freo were really good and outlasted us for four quarters. So we'll definitely look on even going up a notch or two in that area in the next couple of weeks. And obviously you want to build that, you know, throughout the year. And hopefully when you get towards the end of the year, that's when you want your pressure to be at the most, because finals footy is a little bit different to in season. But yeah, the pressure on the weekend was up there with finals footy.
I thought you probably got a close look at a couple of the really good big-bodied midfielders as well. Fife and Mundy both had outstanding games for Fremantle.
Yeah, they're huge for them, and obviously any team that would have those two players playing for them. Just their ability to not only win that contested ball, but their spread and the way they, you know, just their smarts around the footy. They know when to take off, or they know when to, you know, defend hard. That's something that, you know, we're looking at it now. Midfields are looking at, you know, not taking off too early to go forward. We've got to make sure we win that footy and then obviously get back into defence when we haven't got the footy.
We're getting a lot of texts and emails, Jack, and it tends to happen. The whipping boys, and every club's got them, is Butch and Jasper. What do you say to the fans that are knocking those two individuals?
I think, you know, everyone was pumping up Butch a couple of weeks ago. It's one of those things. You sort of have a bit of a chuckle about it. I mean, John's playing a real good role for the club. He puts a lot of pressure on. You know, he hits the packs really hard. You know, I thought Jasper was very good. Obviously, that last bit of play that probably sticks in everyone's mind was, you know, it was one that he would probably want back. But it's, you know, he's doing the right thing. It's not him making a mistake not having a crack. It's him making a mistake, you know, going to win the game. And he tried to take him on through that back half. And, you know, he might get away with that 9 out of 10 times. Yeah. It was just one of those unlucky ones. And, you know, if people are going to jump off him over one thing, then, you know, we probably don't need him to be hanging around. So I think those two boys are going to be fine. And you know, we'll next see. Week, though, everyone will be pumping up Butch because he might kick a few goals. So it's one of those things that happens. But, yeah, those boys are going along okay.
Yeah, thanks for backing them up, Jackson. Hey, look, congratulations on your 100th game this week. We hope you play really well and you get the points.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate you having me on.